USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain says the COVID response team is ready to roll out booster vaccine whenever the FDA approves them. Klain pushing back on the notion that the White House is getting ahead of the science regarding booster shots.
What we said was that we would be ready as of the 20th, which was the projection we were given from the senior science team as to when the FDA would clear the boosters. I want to be absolutely clear. No one's going to get boosters until the FDA says they're approved, until the CDC advisory committee makes a recommendation.
That audio courtesy of CNN's State of the Union. The cleanup effort continues on Sunday for those affected by Hurricane Ida. Restoring electricity remains a top priority. More than 700,000 customers in Louisiana are still in the dark. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
After a lackluster jobs report was released on Friday, the Biden administration says there's a lot of work to be done.
Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, appearing on MSNBC Friday, reacted to the August jobs report, saying there is work to be done.
Since February of 2020, we've been living with a global pandemic, and there's no roadmap on how we recover. So when we think about the investment, and we think about the American Rescue Plan and what that has done, we think about 4.5 million jobs have returned to our economy since President Biden has been sworn in as President of the United States of America. We're moving in the right direction. We have a ways to go.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Cleanup crews are racing to contain an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico where Hurricane Ida tore through last week. The oil slick is estimated to be at least 10 miles, and it's spreading just a couple of miles off Port Fortune, Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More details are coming out regarding what the U.S. military knew before a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan.
The Gateway Pundit reports the U.S. military knew there was going to be an attack at the Kabul airport last week. On Wednesday, August 25th, the U.S. State Department issued a warning to U.S. nationals to avoid traveling to Hamid Karzai Airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. The U.S. told those waiting outside to leave immediately. On Thursday, August 26th, a suicide bomber blew himself up near the Abbey Gate at the Kabul airport, killing 13 Americans. Following the attack, one Marine wrote a text message to the raid team. The Marine who was on the scene disclosed that there was a countdown before the suicide bomber detonated himself. The Taliban allowed the bomber to go through the perimeter. The Marines did not allow the bomber to get through the inside perimeter. He was outside the gate when he detonated the explosive vest by the crowded Abbey Gate. There were also reports of Marines who saw the Taliban laughing after the deadly blast. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The state of Louisiana has shut down 7 nursing homes that evacuated over 800 residents to a warehouse during Hurricane Ida. The Louisiana Department of Health saying the residents were living in filth and calling out for help, and 7 residents died since the evacuations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.